It's not dark
blue. Oh, no.
Blue.
Sorry, I thought we were going back
to
our
crowds
again.
No, I'm saying let's find... No, we got the official colour. I just don't believe it. Served down the tee from Zverev inside the baseline. Sweeps the backhand cross court. Then he cuts the volley cross court. And he's fast, Dimonor, but he's not that fast.
No. Terrific angle. Almost a little more perhaps than Zverev intended because it caught the line. But I suppose, to be fair, because Dimonor is that quick, your natural instincts is to do that just to make sure he can't get there.
Tsiri wants a picture of the loaf of bread. We can't because we'd be shut down because it's definitely a health infringement or risk or just all sorts of wrong.
I have got a question for you about the loaf of bread in a moment.
2-3, 15, look, cannot wait. Zverev winds himself up, serves down the tee, snap back and into the net.
Assuming none of the rest of the team are listening right now, do you think when we start our team dinner tomorrow night, if I put a piece of that bread on Chris Bowers' side, you know, his bread plate, do you think he might fall for it?
You know what we could do along those lines? Put a slice of it in the bread basket and just see if anyone takes it.
Done.
Done. I might be a little bit late because I'm working, obviously. So don't do it till I'm there. Serve out wide. Knowing me, I'll be so hungry when I get there, I'll eat it. Slice into net from Dimonor at 40.
Well, knowing me, I'll have a couple of glasses of wine and forget all about it and eat it myself.
And for dessert, we're going to have strawberries and pineapple. I think I've gone off both fruits over the course of these 2 weeks. That's a very good idea for tomorrow. Because, you know, Lady Eleanor's not listening because her husband's here, so she won't be listening now. Courtney and Simon won't be listening. They've just gone for a break. Chris won't be listening. So I think bread in the bread basket's a very good idea. Angled return, the flick on the backhand from Zverev. Game points, up the line goes Dimonor, back down the line, the pick up on the half volley. Zverev's shoelaces for Dimonor to get it up and over.
Third example of his wonderful touch in the forecourt. He's the 11th Australian to make the quarterfinals here. He joins a fantastic list of greats from that country.
Game points, Zverev, to lock us in. Three games all, first set. As soon as we get any kind of press conferences from anyone, you've just heard that Aryna Sabalenka will be giving quotes because she's not well. But if we get anything from Mira Andreeva or Jasmine Paolini, because remember she had to go out and play doubles, we will bring that to you. This is the only match around Roland Garros, so eating my dinner is going to be quite difficult tonight.
I'll hold the ship. Don't worry, Gigi. You fill your face. How many courses have you brought tonight?
Oh, how was your dinner this evening?
Not great. Vegetarian only this evening.
What do you mean it was vegetarian only?
It's vegetarian day at Roland Garros.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Probably not where you eat in the exclusive restaurant, but down in the media canteen.
Is it vegetarian only?
Yeah.
Is it? Huh. That's why there was no chicken Caesar salad in the... Oh, possibly. I did not know that, because I haven't had time to eat, so I wouldn't know that.
Kind of wish I hadn't.
Well, we maybe don't know what you ate. Double-handed backhand down the line from Dimonor. The forehand up the line. The backhand cross court. A little bit short. Backhand very deep from Zverev. Zverev lays into his backhand again, pummeling the forehand of Dimonor and finally drawing the error.
Actually, I'll be fair. I had a very nice vegetarian omelette.
Your omelette's normally not vegetarian?
Normally I have a bit of ham, you know. Whatever, but this was a particularly good one.
Where did you have that? Here?
In the media canteen, lots of...
You know, I haven't had time to go to the media canteen this whole tournament. You're in there every day. You've got a table with your name on it that says reserved.
While my guitar gently moves.
I think it's a violin, isn't it? Rather than a guitar.
Either or.
I don't think a guitar. Forehand cross court, sort of slapping at that Dimonor, crunching these balls from inside the baseline, then retreats behind it. Zverev slices and curls and curves that ball, and it's cross court netted from Dimonor.
Actually, while my guitar gently weeps is a classic Beatles song.
Yes, but I think what you were looking for is, oh, look, I've got the smallest violin in the world.
Yeah, I know, but you sort of got where I was going. Ish.
Ish. 32 minutes played. We've still got daylight and we will do for about another half an hour or so. sunshine in the top right-hand corner. So opposite Gumpire's chair, that top right there is still bathed in sunshine.
And actually, when the sun came out today, it was really hot.
Served down the tee, the forehand sort of hooked back by Zverev. He scampers and squash shots the forehand down the line. Backhand swept cross court. Zverev knew it was going, so he slid over there. And he's being moved from side to side by the Australian. But he stays in place for the forehand, lofts it down the line. And he knows that's going to go long. And this is now an opening for Zverev at love 30.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Little dips from both. But actually, it's not fair to say little dips. More one player just gets a little on top of the other, and we saw that right at the start from Dimonoi. He had those breakpoint opportunities, then Zverev came fighting back. Dimonoi got on terms. He's got to be careful now.
I've just seen Paul. He's in the front row behind the players' box because it's a packed players' box. Serve out wide, the forehand spun and lofted, backhand cross court, the sliding ball from Zverev, who cross courts on the backhand, and a lofted long ball, and it's love 40.
Yeah, just a couple of moments that Dimonoi would like back. Be interesting actually to gauge the deeper we get into this match who has the majority backing tonight.
Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court, short ball, inside out forehand from Dimonoi. Dimonoi with a double-handed backhand, the forehand up the line. He's already on the back foot here, Dimonoi. Oh, but Zverev misses the court. He had the point one, and that's the first break point saved.
Yeah, maybe he got a bit of an awkward bounce. It could be a natural reaction when you miss hit a ball like that. You look down, you kick the surface. Of course, you get some bad bounces on the clay court. Novak was bemoaning the surface a few days ago.
Getting pictures. Little Miss Sunshine has come in from Els as her favourite Mr. Men, Mrs. or Miss as a double fault. Hence the point and the break to Sasha Zverev, who leads 4-3 in the first set.
That is a costly miss from Dimonoi to double fault, break point down. And Zverev, you know, he can falter when in front, but he's had to deal with so much. The fact that he was a double breakdown against Talon Griekspoor and came back at the end of that match. The fact that he was able to deal with Rafa's dangerous moments way back at the start. I can't believe it was the first round. I watched the match, but it's an astonishing start to Roland Garros 2024. If you look at that result, you say, okay, well, Zverev won in straight sets, but there were moments. I mean, Rafa got off to an awful start, of course, got broken straight away, but he was knocking at the door for much of that first set, had chances definitely to win the second. Zverev has been able to deal with these difficult moments, and that's really impressed me, because there have been so many occasions in the past when he has buckled under the pressure. And that has to be one of the key differences he makes on a regular basis if he's going to go from being a perennial contender for the big titles to actually picking up a few. And on the subject of Australians who've made the quarterfinals here, I mentioned that Dimonoi has become the 11th. It is a terrific list. Leighton Hewitt, Pat Rafter, Peter McNamara, what a fine doubles player he was, but he was a very useful singles performer too, and died far too young. He was such a fun guy off the court, McNamara. Phil Dent, somebody called Rod Laver, somebody called Ken Rosewell, somebody called John Newcomb, somebody called Tony Roach, somebody called Fred Stolle, somebody called Roy Emerson. That is a pretty good list to join.
It's a very, very impressive list. And you're very good at just talking, aren't you?
Well, you're eating.
No, that's perfect. Thank you very much. This will be how things go for the next few change events.
I haven't done that much research. I've got a couple more stats to fill.
Okay,
one
I'll
sandwich.
I'll eat quickly. So, the bit you like to know is, when did they arrive and what did they do? The sort of stalkerish part of the build-up for these players. Zverev served. That serve kicks up as a high lofter ball that sits up. They're lofting these balls. No one's flattening it out now. Now Zverev does down the line. Backhand cross court from Dimonoi. Dimonoi on the angle hits the backhand centre of the court. They reach up the line with the backhand. It's an elegant shot. The drop shot from Zverev doesn't make it over in there. Zverev was first in today. He arrived at 4:23.
I thought it was 4:22.
It was 4:23. And Alex de Minaur arrived at... Do you want to go? Guess? Go have a guess.
5:07.
5:49. He was late in. Well, he wasn't late in. He was just later than Zverev. I have their gym times. I have their training times. Love 15, 4:03. Zverev... huge, huge serve, comes forward for the serve, and volley, and he misses the volley because I think he's right at the corner of his eye. De Minaur scampering across the baseline.
Who gives you those times, by the way?
They're all the cameras around Roland Garros are all timestamped. So we have, over in the TV compound, there's a constant flow of images coming in, and there's cameras on the players as they arrive, and they're all timestamped.
That's
trying
quite...
to take it down a more sinister route.
Well, it's scary. I know where this is going.
It's scary because I don't. Backhand swung cross court, two massive shots, but de Minaur is still in this. De Minaur plays the backhand, but he's netted.
You're checking what time we all arrive. Oh, Simon Cambers, you were 7 minutes later than you should have been. Marcus, I saw you on that CCTV.
I have not seen any member of our team, because you're never in, on that, on the footage. I know your movements, I know what you had for lunch, I know when you took a toilet break. 15:30, 4:03. De Minaur, long way back on his toes. Just that noise you hear before he settles is bouncing, bouncing, bouncing. As De Minaur has a huge serve from Zverev. He gets it back on the forehand down the line from the German. It's long from De Minaur, who just has a little yelp to himself.
Yeah, that was interesting. He heard the yelp, and then to be fair, he jumped straight back up, bounced across to get ready for the next point. Doesn't want to let any negativity dwell for too long, which is so important as a tennis player. Otherwise, one bad point quickly becomes two.
Well, that was that piece by Courtney Walsh. Tanasi Kokkinakis said he is one of the most positive guys, as well as being one of the most hardworking. They said love having him so much around the Davis Cup team because he's so positive. Just gets everybody going. Good guy to have around. Bertie Auk. Serve out wide, the forehand back to the Zverev forehand that stops it on the service line through the middle of the court, then the off backhand from Zverev. Zverev with his double-handed backhand swings it cross court to the backhand down the line to the forehand cross court to Dimonor's forehand centre of the court, the off backhand this time from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand going cross court, Dimonor slices that ball, it's picked up, it's quite brave of him going into the Zverev backhand, but now he goes into the forehand and he slices, and Dimonor comes in and he overhits. A good change up of pace there from Zverev.
Yes,
and
it was.
It's game point.
It was, absolutely right. And, of course, we know which areas de Minaur in particular is going to pinpoint. But you have to often go to a player's strength to open up the weakness. And, well, Zverev showed himself to be very adept there.
It's a point to consolidate his break and to lead by 5-3. Crowd sensing it's an important moment. That was huge. Down the tee, de Minaur got a racket to it, and that's a consolidation, and that is a lead of 5-3.
Alex in Montreal is wrapping our knuckles. He says, I'm quite worried now. Have there not been enough illnesses this fortnight to not caught an A and E visit in Paris with some dodgy bread?
It's beyond dodgy. I mean, the sell-by best-before date was it the 27th of May? What day is it? What's
the, well, I mean, I bought it the 50. Day before Roland Garros started, and I have a feeling it might have been on the shelves for a couple of days.
Great serve down the tee from de Minaur, serving to stay in the set. It's now the 5th of June, and the best-before date was the 27th of May. And it's not even tied up. The bag is open. It's just... it's next to Stefan. It's moving, I think, Stefan.
There's still no mould on it, I don't believe.
Oh, that makes me worried even more what they put in it. Serve out wide. It comes back to the slice down line from de Minaur, back up the line from Zverev. Cross court and wide. Got to be careful here. Does not want to get broken because then Zverev would kick things off in set two. Jasmine Paolini is impressed at the moment. We'll let you know when we've got a little bit of Paolini for you through to her first Grand Slam semi-final where she'll face Mira Andreeva.
Hello, Mariana. She's been in touch.
Hello, Mariana. The forehand spins back down the line. Zverev slides to it, gets his backhand cross court. Backhand cross court and short. Deep goes Zverev, who's just running side to side at the moment. Spins that ball up, misses the court. Cannot believe he's missed the court. Blames his racket, looks up to his box. And the Aussie gets the point.
Mariana, obviously a huge fan of Stefanos Tsitsipas, so she was licking her wounds after the match last night. But she confirms to us, I don't know if you mentioned it already, that the Tsitsipas brothers have now qualified for the Olympics.
Yes, yes. I thought they'd done it in the last round, actually, but doubly sure, definitely sure now. Long from Zverev. 30-50, which is good news. And he's already said he's going to play mixed as well, so he's going to have a busy time.
He is. And Woody's given us his customary weather update from the east of England, where it's sunny and hazy today. He's hoping for a Zverev win tonight and thinks he'll do it without being dragged into a five-set brawl.
Off backhand from Zverev through the middle of the court. The off backhand from Dimonor. Dimonor with his double hander goes cross court to the double hander that thumps into the net. And that is a hold. And very shortly, Sasha Zverev will be serving to take the set at 5-4.
Some more food for Zizh. So, Marcus, Phil. It's called waffle, but I'm going to make it entertaining. Jimmy's been in touch, says, so far, this is the type of match I hoped we could see between Alcaraz and Tsitsipas. For years, I've watched Zverev and Tsitsipas wondering if they could win the big one or strike up a new budding rivalry for the next generation. And he goes on to say, I love that they both wear yellow. As we get a bit of Elton John and Kiki D. And a pretty useless fact, I think this was Elton's first number one. Could be wrong about that. And I gave you a list of great Australians who've made it through to the quarterfinals here at Roland Garros. Dimonor, the 11th of those on the German front. Well, there's a list of impressive names that Sasha Zverev has attached himself to, aiming, or at least he hopes, aiming for a fourth consecutive Roland Garros semi-final. Other men who've managed that, Nadal, Thiem, Murray, Djokovic, Federer, Juan Carlos Ferrero, Jim Courier, Lendl, Villander, and Borg. And one other one, this is his fourth quarterfinals, I keep mentioning, better than anybody else from his home country. Boris Becker got to the semi-finals three times, Gottfried von Kramm on three occasions, Michael Stipe twice, and Henna Henkel once, and all by ball commentary from Chris Bowers of that Henkel success is available.
Zverev surfing at 5-4 for the set. Zverev was in the gym at 4:53 before heading out for training at 5:04. And Dimonor, he was in the gym at 6:02 before going out for training at 6:23. So you've got the entirety of their movements before they made their way out onto Philippe Chatrier, just past 8:22. Zverev serves down the tee. It's lofted back and long. There's 3 points from the set. At the end of the first set, we are going to hear from Jasmine Paolini, who has just been into press. And just imagine when she's talking, the smile on her face as Guga Quirton looks on at this match from high up in the stands.
He's barely changed.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it? Good spot by the director and the cameraman there to find him because he's tucked away one of the corporate boxes. 15 love, serve out wide. On the line from Dimonor, coming on a short ball. It goes across court. The lob is up. Dimonor will watch. He'll let it land. He should deal with it. And he does.
Another good stat from Max Wadsworth, the Earl of Barnes, our unofficial statistician. This match is the first quarterfinal at a slam between a German and Australian man since the US Open in 2004 when Hewitt beat Haas. Lots of great stats as a result of what's happened today.
15-all, 5-4. 9:19 on a Wednesday evening. Serve out wide. Forehand spins down the line. The backhand plays cross court. The backhand down the line from Dimonor. And Dimonor with the backhand cross court. The backhand through the centre of the court. Inside in goes Dimonor. Forehand cross court goes Zverev. Zverev looking to close out the first set. On the angle goes Zverev. Does he go down the line? Yes, he does. He reads it. Dimonor goes cross court with his backhand. The drop shot from Zverev. In comes Dimonor. Oh, brilliant get from the Australian. He is so quick. incredible turn of speed from behind the baseline to scamper as he did to get to where he did. We just got a replay of that through the eye / the camera on the side of the head of the chair umpire. Made me feel a little bit dizzy, but at the same time, what a view. 15:30, 5-4. Set not done yet. 48 minutes on the clock. Zverev winds up and serves down the tee. The forehand spins cross-court, the backhand cross-court from Zverev, and down the line from Dimonor. Dimonor goes harder down the line with the backhand. Now the forehand, he spins it cross-court. The forehand cross-court, that's a good forehand from Zverev. Lays into his backhand off, and he's penetrating the forehand of Dimonor. Now he switches it to the backhand. It's a lofted ball from Dimonor. It does find the court. The forehand is heavy, but Dimonor is waiting. Goes cross-court with the forehand. The forehand down the line from Zverev. Backhand cross-court from Dimonor. Zverev gets it through the middle of the court. The spinning forehand misses the court in the end from the Australian.
Patience. And the ability just to keep moving Dimonor, keep posing little questions, and they all added up. And eventually he couldn't quite keep up. And Zverev moves to within 2 points of taking a one-set lead. See the sweat, unless it's a pattern of the shirt, but I think it's a big sweat patch on the back of Dimonor's blue outfit.
Could be lavender.
Their outfit.
49 minutes. Zverev with the white on the back of his shirt and then the yellow block at the front and the black shorts and the white socks and the yellow and black shoes. Dimonor is on the baseline. Looking to put a little bit of pressure on this serve now. Can he force a break back point? He's inside the baseline. He takes it with a... Well, I think that tells you the outcome of that.
Yeah. It's interesting because Courtney was saying at the start of this match that for years Dimonor took up a really aggressive return position and he just would not go backwards. He, you know, no, I'm going to do this. And now he's changed things up and he's going right back here. But on that particular occasion, he was looking to attack that serve, but it just came onto him too quickly. And the roar from Zverev revealed what he thought about it, the significance of that.
What will he do if he gets his next point, Zverev? Set point. Serve down the tee. Dimonor is a long way back. The backhand cross-court. There's another let's go. Zverev is two sets away from being back in the Roland Garros semi-finals. 6-4 he takes. We'll be back with this match shortly, but let's hear from the first time Grand Slam semi-finalist, the Italian Jasmine Paolini, who came through against Elena Rybakina in three sets earlier today.
Yeah, today was the perfect day, I think. Singles and doubles and... the singles was a really tough match. I'm happy out. I managed to come back in the third set because, you know, it was tough after the second set. But, yeah, I'm really happy with my performance. And I'm also happy for the doubles, of course.
How is it as someone who's been on the tour for a little while and you've seen female players get bigger and bigger? And, you know, is it challenging? Is it intimidating for someone who is, with all due respect, not as big as your opponent today and some of the newer players? Or is it some kind of like secret weapon that you have?
Secret weapon? No. I mean, I wish I was taller because I could serve better. But I think, you know, I accept that I have to do with my own body. I mean, I'm short. Okay, we try to don't make it a problem, you know. We try to do something different to improve other aspects like serve. But I mean, I wish I was taller, but it's okay. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not. So we have to do with what I have, you know. Yeah.
Your progress has been fairly steady, although you've done very well this year with Australia, with Dubai, now here. Was there a point where you either did something or something happened to you where you thought, right, I am now getting up to the top?
I think I started to play better with more consistency last year, and let's say in the middle of July. And, you know, I think match by match, I felt more convinced that I can play at the higher level, you know. But it was a process. It's not like I switched something. It was a process. And yeah, now, as I said many times, I step on court and I say to myself that I have a chance to win the match, you know. And before it was like sometimes, for example, when I was playing against the top players, I was like, oh, okay, I need a miracle to win this match. So I was already, you know, losing the match before playing, even playing.
Jasmine, congrats. Yeah, a few things regarding the semifinal. You will face Mira. You played like a month ago. Which impressions you have and which things you need to improve? And other thing, she decided not to play doubles after her win today in quarters. Did you think over like something like this, or you were thinking only about playing?
No. I decided to play doubles here, and for me it's as important as singles, because if you enter in a competition, in my opinion, you have to finish. But, you know, that's my decision. I understand the others. I don't want to criticize anyone, but for myself, it was important to step on court and to try to win also the quarterfinals in doubles. And with Mira, it's going to be a tough match. I played against her in Madrid, and she's really great player. I think she's so young, but she's so good mentally, and she can defend very well. She can serve well. So it's going to be a tough match, but we are in the semifinals, so there's no chance to get easy matches.
I would like to know, how do you deal with the new statue you have right now? Like in the past months, you have won a lot of matches. Right now, you're in semifinal of a Grand Slam. There is more journalists, more attention around you. How do you deal with all of that?
I think it's a privilege, because if I'm here with many journalists, it means that I did something good, you know? And yeah, it's a little bit different, but it's a nice thing. It's not a bad thing. Yeah.
Night Sessions on Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros.
Jasmine Paolini had never been past the second round of the Grand Slam until this year, the fourth round of Australia. Now here she'll make her top 10 debut next week. It's her first top 10 win at a Grand Slam, her first top five win. First time in her career, she's had five consecutive wins on clay. Incredible. She won the 1,000 event in Dubai. She's still going strong in the double. She won the 1,000 event with Sara Errani in Rome in the doubles. It's quite incredible, and she played so well. Really looking forward to that semi-final. Well, the second of the semi-finals followed on from Świątek and Goff. Alex de Moura has held his serve in the first game of the second set. 4 minutes shy of an hour on court. The final night session of Roland Garros 2024 at radio_RG, French Open Radio, FFT.fr. We would love to hear from you. We've had Jonathan in Switzerland suggesting if the bread is mouldy, we should actually still be eating it.
Exactly.
Well, you haven't.
Well, I've left it out there for people. I agree with Jonathan.
Serve down the tee. Well, it's going to be at the team dinner tomorrow. On the angle, it goes from Dumanor, who goes very deep with his forehand. Now plays double-handed backhand inside the baseline. Backhand, cross-court. Cross-court they go, trading these backhands. And the slice down the line off the backhand from Dumanor, who then plays his forehand into the net. Now, I would love to hear from people listening in Australia. What time is it? Whereabouts in Australia are you? Please do let us know.
I always get confused. There are lots of different. I mean, Melbourne's 11 hours ahead of the UK, I believe.
Yes.
But of course, we're an hour ahead of the UK here, so I'm confused already.
You don't come to me for help. That's backhand's in play from Dumanor. It's pushed Zverev backhand to hook his forehand. Then he flattens out his forehand. The forehand low over the net and short from Dumanor. Dumanor plays a backhand through the middle court. Very very deep. The slice off the backhand draws Zverev in. He goes backhand down the line. The lofted ball misses the court altogether, and it's 30 love.
Yeah, and although Alex de Minaur is incredibly positive, and you know, you mentioned how everybody loves having him on the team, it just sense after that point, okay, got to rethink here, got to find something that's going to work on a more consistent basis, because Zverev is just starting to assume a little bit of a stranglehold on proceedings.
German has finished bouncing the ball, started his year by winning the United Cup with Germany as he swats away a thing.
Mosquito. I've had terrible problems with those.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's the first we've heard of this. Serve out wide, spins down the line, swept across court the backhand from Zverev. Zverev with his backhand places up the line. The forehand spins too deep from de Minaur.
Well, you know, obviously we're in the same hotel next door room, so you've got those windows that open quite wide, and I made the mistake the other night of opening the windows.
All night?
Well, late in the evening when we got back. And then as I was getting into bed, I heard something buzzing about the place. Couldn't find it. And I was ruthlessly attacked during the night by it.
Game points. So, Dan, that sounds very dramatic. That's a love hold for one all.
You should see some of the...
No, I don't. No.
And Lady Eleanor, the reason I've kept quiet, I did mention it to Eleanor, and she wasn't interested.
Thank you for your washing pad that you gave me last night.
Pleasure.
It did look slightly... It was not exchange.
I know.
As you...
handing you white powder in a hotel corridor late at night.
From a plastic bag into a little pot, and I was saying, give me some more. I think Lady Eleanor would like some as well.
Yeah.
Serve out wide, and it's long from Zverev.
I'm not sure I'll give her any. I mean, she showed no sympathy for the fact that I've got five or six horrible bites.
Why are they horrible?
Well, you know, they itch, and then you start... The trouble is you can't help but scratch them, and then they get worse. And a couple are quite inaccessible.
Back into the line from de Minaur. Please, as Zverev passes him, do not email in or message in with where you think his inaccessible bites are. It's the last I want to hear about it or think about it.
But don't open your window is what I would say, especially
but
at twilight.
I do, every night. But then I don't sleep with the windows open. Nothing comes in. Well, they know they're having a feast next door.
Well, the other thing is, do you know what type of blood you are?
Yes.
What?
I'm not really going to announce it, but yes, I do. Why?
Because a very kind correspondent who was showing a lot more sympathy than Eleanor wrote in with some suggestions.
Serve out why? What's your blood type? Forehand cross court to the service line, down the line goes very backhand cross court. Ooh, just nudges the line from de Minaur. Then he cuts that ball, cuts under it, scooped under it into the net from Zverev.
Well, I'm not sure, but the very kind correspondent said that mosquitoes like the... Oh. Zverev getting a little vocal.
With his box. Dad has got a great poker face. Nothing coming out of Dad there.
Mosquitoes like the O type. So I'm guessing I must be O-type blood.
Julien Beneteau. I don't think Antoine was with him. Although he did say he couldn't work this evening, so he might pop up there.
I saw Antoine. He had a really, really smart branded top on today.
Oh, did he? Why are you saying branded? Why are you being Lacoste? It's all he wears because his brother's sponsored by them as
well. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Had the crocodile. Very nice. I sort of said, that's really nice, Antoine. Hoping he said, oh, yes, I can get you one.
I knew you'd try that.
He didn't. Still looking at me in a slightly quizzical way after the sandwich incident.
And all he said about tomorrow night in our team dinner, as de Minaur lets the ball drift long, is that he has a private matter to attend to.
He's consulting his legal team, having spent 3 days in A&E having his stomach pumped.
So blood type O is what Mozzie's like?
Apparently, yeah. But thank you for all the suggestions, antihistamine, salt, all sorts of things.
Well, cream or tablets?
Well, you can have tablets. I think I had about five or six different suggestions.
Well, if yours are inaccessible, I would go tablets.
They're not that inaccessible.
2-1. Alex de Menor. To start of the second set with Sacharov having taken the first set by 6-4. Aaron, 2 minutes on the clock. Alex Kretsch is doing a little Instagram live video out there. It's having a great old time.
Have we discovered who the young lady is who's with him every single day at night?
My family member. Stop staring at him. It's weird. Stop it.
Well, I'm trying to get a high five from him now.
I did miss out.
I felt a bit sort of on the outside.
I think they're having a FaceTime with someone, aren't they? They're definitely having a conversation with someone on the phone.
Man is broadcasting across the whole of Europe.
But remember last year when he came in and he was in here for about 5 minutes that I reminded him that he was on air. He said, I've got a very understanding producer.
Very understanding public as well.
But he's doing TV commentary, so it's allowed to breathe. He's just switched his button back on. He's back on air. Stop staring at him. It's a bit...
Really? I really want at least a smile
it's
now.
It's a bit creepy. 1-2. Zverev inside the baseline places that forehand down the line, then plays the half volley, sits up, and it was behind him and all. He somehow got to it. The ball will not find the court.
I think that's Alex's... friend we can hear outside.
Oh, she's probably continuing the phone call.
Yes. I think I could translate. There's a very strange man trying to attract Dad's attention.
Keep staring at my dad.
Security. Security, Dad.
He's dangerous. She's speaking quite a high voice now.
He's offering me days-old bread.
Exactly what he's saying. Zverev. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. We might have to shut the door. Forehand clips top of the net from Zverev and it will drift wide.
Would you like to partake of my 12-day-old loaf of bread? Now, what's that film?
What's that film? What do you mean, who's that?
Okay, I'll give you the proper line. Would you like to partake of my pecan pie? Name the film.
Would I like to partake in your pecan pie?
Yes.
Well, the answer is no.
First person to get the answer right definitely wins the loaf of bread.
Down the line with the formal. I'm definitely not going to guess it then. Backhand cross court. So I've thought about coming forward, but he scampers back behind the baseline. The backhand down the line from de Menor. And cross court and short from Zverev off the forehand. Another forehand lofted ball that sits up, brought down. Backhand angle from de Menor. Scooped up backhand from Zverev. Inside in winner from Alex de Menor for 15-30.
If Jonathan's right, we're not going to get a lot of correspondence from Melbourne because it's 5:30 in the morning. Apparently Melbourne's only 8 hours ahead of here in Switzerland and 9 hours ahead of the UK. The reason this changes so much is due to summertime in the northern hemisphere and the lack thereof in the southern and the reverse in their summer and our winter.
A long way back. Alex de Menor on his toes, then the wide stance, swaying the top half of his body from side to side. Zverev unfurls himself into that serve down the tee, hits double under back, and he's on the baseline. Zverev crunching these backhands, and de Menor now steps inside the baseline, hits the backhand through the middle of the court. They're playing through the middle at the moment, and still they play through the middle. Backhand cross court now from Zverev. Zverev with this one scoops it cross court and deep to the forehand cross court from de Menor. He brings up a short ball. The Australian goes cross court with the high backhand, then he goes inside out, forehand miss, and it's 30-all.
Terrific response to the pecan pie question. Well done, Bill. Well done, Heather. Well done, Elizabeth. They've all got it right. None of them seem to want the bread as a prize for some reason.
Are you not giving the answer?
Not yet.
Dirty all. Well, the bread's coming to our team dinner. In the bread basket. It might stand out among the baguettes. This sort of plastic, square-shaped, white thing.
We'll dim the lights.
Dirty all. 1-2. Zverev serves down the tee, the backhand, the off backhand through the middle of the court. Double hander from de Menor going through the middle again, and through the middle goes Zverev. The forehand into the corner of the forehand cross court from Zverev. Drop shot from de Menor sits up. Zverev gets to it, slices it deep. Excellent execution. Picking up the drop shot and a fist bump up to his box. He brings up game point from being 15-40 down.
darkness starting to descend over Philippe Chatrier. I love this part of the evening. I mean, we've still got some blue sky and a little bit of sunshine, but you can sense the atmosphere as evening turns to night.
Game point for 2-2 in the second set. Zverev is distracted, so he starts again, but the shot clock had stopped. It won't be restarted, so he can just settle himself once more as Dumanoir continues to bounce and bounce and bounce. A long way back, almost in line with the line judges, the first serve misses. So Dumanoir will step forward, just behind the baseline. On his toes again, then he'll jump into that wide stance, lean forward, swaying the top half of his body. As Zverev serves down the tee, snap back to his feet. The German hits a very deep backhand. Now he swivels and hits the forehand. The Australian's forehand that goes cross-court and wide. That's the point in the game. I'd like to say hello to Louise Plemming, who's listening. Louise says, it's 5:30 in the morning. I've just got in today from commentating in LA for Tennis Channel.
Yeah.
I have a good dose of jet lag, so I'm up and awake for the tennis, hoping Alex D can keep him out there all night. Might be his only chance. And she's enjoying the commentary.
Oh, I'm delighted. And I think Louise normally turns up and works Wimbledon qualifying, so perhaps she could get back and confirm whether she'll be there. It's only a few weeks away now to...
And Louise, if you are, and Marcus offers you anything, as we've told Antoine Beneteau, just say no. They're the few words you need.
That used to be a slogan many years ago to stop youngsters in England from taking drugs. Just say no.
Well, Antoine said yes. Look where he is now. Forehand from Zverev, placed down the line. The backhand cross-court from Dumanoir. Dumanoir with a double-handed backhand. Deep, but not deep enough. And they continue. Then the slice from both going cross-court. Inside in. Just the edge of the line. Floated over from Zverev. Picked up from Dumanoir. Reached by Zverev. Hook cross-court. And inside the court from Alex Dumanoir. I'm not sure Louise is listening anymore because she's not typing. Or maybe she doesn't want to tell you she's coming to qualify.
Do you think we should get paranoid? Because do you remember last week when you discovered some listeners who were actually inside the stadium?
Nari was sitting to our left there.
And then you got a response from her, and 2 minutes later, she'd stopped listening.
Yeah, she'd stopped listening. Oh, Louise is typing.
Could be a good sign.
Could be a good sign. She's listening. Serve down the tee. The inside-out forehand from Dumanoir. Scooped up backhand cross. Got very deep from the German. Short ball. He attacks with the off backhand. Dumanoir still staring down at the line. But he did play on. He'll look at the mark. He'll stare at the mark. He'll scowl at the mark. And run his foot through the mark.
And I'll put everybody out of their misery. Congratulations. A flood of correct answers. I've checked all the times very closely. And Heather, you... Well, you say no thanks for the bread. I'm saving it for you, Heather Rodbell.
The backhand's in play, the forehand and the approach from Dumanoir, the backhand volley, the scooped up lob from Zverev, the overhead from Dumanoir, the forehand from Zverev. That one was mishit, sits up, netted. Louise says Alex needs to try and find ways to come in.
Yes. She's not answering the question about whether she's going to Wimbledon qualifying.
Remember, if Marcus asks you anything, just say no.
But she's absolutely right. And of course, early in the match, we had those two or three brilliant examples of just how adept he was when he got to the net. But it's one thing to say, another to do it against the barrage, the increasing barrage that's coming from the other side of the court.
Louise says, yes, I am. She's in for qualifying at Wimbledon. Backhand through the middle of the court. The inside-out forehand from Dumanoir. It's 15:30 on his serve. He's got to be careful here now. The off backhand, he's still staying at the back of the court. He stretches the backhand. The depth of the shots from Zverev is not allowing the Australian to come forward. Backhand cross-court. Dumanoir's getting further and further back. And Sasha Zverev is up on the baseline. Oh, but it's an error from the German. He had the Australian just where he wanted him.
Yeah, he had him on a string, pulling him from side to side without having to do anything himself. And, he just erred somewhat surprisingly. Does Louise know it's a British tradition on the first day of qualifying that you eat a strawberry sandwich?
Louise, remember what I just told you? How do you respond to Marcus? Just say no.
Just say no, mate.
She doesn't sound like that. Does she?
She's Australian.
No, but that... Just say no, mate. Doesn't... What is that?
I mean, give or take.
Your impersonations. As a double fault from de Menor and a break point for Zverev. She says will do. I don't know if that's to eat in the strawberry sandwich.
Probably she'll say just say no.
Ah, yes.
Mate.
And she says good day, mate. Break point, Zverev, for 3-2 in the second. Serve out wide, misses. She loves strawberries. But Louise, not the ones we had in the box here. They had legs. Forehand from Zverev, inside out, forehand. It's break point for the German. He goes inside out again. The backhand down the line from de Menor. He's peppering the de Menor backhand. And now he goes to the Australian's forehand. That goes cross court deep into the forehand wing. Zverev puts a mid-court ball, a miss hit from de Menor. He didn't move his feet. He didn't read the ball. He's gesturing to his box. And that is the point and the break and a 3-2 lead for Sasha Zverev, who's taken the first set by 6-4. Now he's a break 3-2 in the second.
Yeah, and we've spoken about just how confident a guy he is, but even de Menor there just turned around, had a word with his box. I think he might have got a slightly awkward bounce, but you're right, he didn't move his feet. He got himself into a really difficult situation. Daniel Dumasoir just had a brief word with Sasha Zverev and is now talking to somebody about something.
Would you believe another racket's come out for Zverev? And it goes to what he was saying after his last match, that he just found the ball so heavy he could not hit a winner. So all he was trying to do, change the tension, change his rackets, try and find an answer. Now this is the second racket that has been brought to him, so he's still trying to find that answer.
He's nearly as demanding as you, oh great empress.
Hang on, are you the man that just said, Stefan, could you put the air conditioning on? Stefan, could you shut the door? Oh, Stefan, could you turn the light on? Oh, Stefan, could you...
Well, I don't
was
think
that,
it's...
Was that you?
With all due respect, yes. Asking for the light to be put on as it gets dark...
What happened
and asking
to your
for
legs?
The door to be open...
What happened to your legs?
I'm strapped into all sorts of broadcasting contraptions.
What? I'm sorry, you've got a headset on.
And my mosquito bites are playing up.
You are strapped there in an accessible area, so they should be fine.
And just going back, I haven't given the answer. Heather Rodbell got it right, and I am saving the bread for you. Would you like to partake of my pecan pie? Was memorably...
What's that?
That was the quiz question.
No, but what's the accent?
That was how Billy Crystal spoke to Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally. And a little later, I'd like you to impersonate the famous scene involving Meg Ryan. We'll wait till midnight.
And you'll then wait longer. 3-2. Zverev misses the serve out wide.
I won't say again that we're in adjoining hotel rooms.
They're not adjoining, they're just next to each other.
Yes, big nothing, difference.
Nothing, there is nothing joining them.
Yeah. Liv, if you're listening, honestly.
I have not been plagued by mozzies. The slice that's deep from de Menor. Slice again from de Menor. Cross court brings in the German. He goes cross court and wide.
Mosquito bites or love bites? Calm down. Yeah.
They're in inaccessible places. So I'm going for mosquito bites. They can get places other people can't get. Love 15, 3-2. If you'd like to get in touch with us.
I don't think they do anymore.
At radio underscore RG. Serve out wide. Serve and volley from Zverev. Pats the volley away and he's fast in and all. And so Zverev had to stay alert.
Yeah. I mean, that was classic. I'd never, ever... there are certain things on a tennis court that certain people bring and you... more, please, more, the single-handed backhand, whatever it may be. The way this guy moves is fantastic, but the way that Zverev just stood there, we've compared him to Mr. Tickle, and again, just saw where the attempted pass was going and dealt with it in such a casual and yet effective manner.
You have compared him to Mr. Tickle.
Yes.
15, or we haven't had a lot of Mr. Men or Mrs. in, have we? Sort of a frying pan smash there from Zverev at the net, just very flat against the ball to get the job done.
I'm wondering how internationally popular the Mr. Men series
that's
was.
That's true. John says, Marcus's impersonations are genius. His Australian sounded like someone on EastEnders in a bad mood, which is an English soap.
I'm better with my Arnie Schwarzenegger.
No,
is he here tonight? Is Arnie here?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just got a flat no.
See? I'll be back.
Cross court. Clips the top of the net from Sasha Streven, goes wide. People wondering, that was Marcus impersonating Anna. Can you just play it one more time?
That's when Arnie came up. I'll be back. He hasn't been back since, but he's coming back. That was the day before Clint Eastwood paid us a visit.
Stefan's trying to work.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Fault called off the serve.
Is Andy Murray still here?
No.
Well, obviously, I didn't want to lose the first set.
He stopped it there because then it got really bad. 30-all, 3-2. Zverev serves out wide. The forehand cross-court, mid-court from Dimonor. Cross-court back from Zverev. Zverev, does he go down the line? No, he'll still cross-court and peppering the forehand of Dimonor. Now he switches it down the line. He goes backhand cross-court from Dimonor. Dropped that a bit short. The slice from Dimonor, who's on the baseline. They're both on the baseline. Dimonor thought about coming forward, but he stays back and he brings the German forward, who goes wide.
Interesting. And a response from Dimonor. Hand up to his head, saying, yeah, come on, can work this out. Chance to unwork the Zverev serve here at 30-40. We wondered who was going to have the bulk of the vociferous support. Well, at the moment, anyway, it's definitely going to be Dimonor because the crowd want a long match.
Hour 19 they've had so far. 3-2, 30-40. Missed serve out wide. Rev flips up the bottom of his shirt, as he always does at the front. Starts the bouncing. Dimonor is on his toes, then it'll jump into position and sways the top half of his body as he leans forward. Zverev's not happy with the ball toss.
Well, it's the second serve. It's a break point. Scene set for Dimonor.
A lot more bouncing taking place as well.
Exhibit A, my lad.
Was on the wall, third double fault, and it coughs up a point, a game, and a break. So we're level at 3-all, and Zverev looking disgusted at his racket, as he largely does. They're both going to change them.
Well, it's really interesting, actually. The serve, you're in control of it, of course you are, but it can play havoc with your mind. There's a British junior, very, very talented 15-year-old called Hannah Klugman, who has produced some fantastic results. And for whatever reason, certainly this week, and maybe it's been festering for a while, she is having all sorts of issues with her ball toss. And it plagued her when she lost a tight match 7-5 in the third in the girls yesterday. And, I mean, sometimes it lasts a lifetime as we see a glimpse again of that Zverev fragility that's been so costly at times over the years.
Dimonor serves centre of the box. The off backhand's in play from Zverev, who scampers and slides. Dimonor comes in and he volleys away for the winner. Henrik has emailed, will there be live radio coverage of the team dinner tomorrow night? Henrik's in Denmark.
Probably not a good idea. Because once Faulty Bowers has had a couple, anything can happen.
And we've got Sophie in the mix tomorrow. We will recount the stories on Friday morning. The ball sits up for a spinny forehand from Zverev. Zverev is so far back at the moment. On the baseline is Dimonor. Zverev gets himself up to the baseline. They slice each other cross court off the backhand. Double hander, centre of the court from Zverev. Very deep from Dimonor off the forehand. Then he goes backhand down the line. Forehand back up the line. Backhand down the line from the Australian, who now can open his forehand and go cross court on the angle. Zverev's out of court. He goes down the line but misses.
Wow. So rhythmical to watch, and the anger's growing, the frustration's intensifying. Couldn't quite make out what he was saying, but the intent of the message was clear enough.
Alex said, we had French Mr. Men books here. My son loved Mr. Happy. That's a good one to like. Forehand cross court, forehand to forehand they go. Cross court 30, love Dimonor. Oh dear. Everything wrong there.
I'm assuming that Miss Bossy was your favourite one.
I was just thinking which one I quite like. Is it Mr. Bump? Mr. Clumsy?
Mr. Clumsy. I remember Mr. Clumsy.
I thought there was a Mr. Bump.
What did Mr. Bump do? Just bump into things. That's what Mr. Clumsy did.
30-15. You'd be Mr. Forgetful. Dimonor, first serve into the net. Everybody just wants to hear the Irish farmer again. Serve in the centre of the box. The off backhand's in play. Inside out goes Dimonor. He charges forward, but he does need to follow up with the volley. Zverev is remonstrating his box again.
Jonathan's intrigued and delighted to hear there is still ball-by-ball commentary from Chris of Henkel's success here back in the 1930s and assumes there's also coverage of Fred Perry's last Wimbledon with Bowes's commentary. Yep. And an interview on court between the two of them afterwards as well.
Game points to go ahead on serve in this set, Dimonor. And there he goes. At the end of this set, just to let you know, we'll be hearing from Mira Ondrejeva, 17-year-old. Beats Arina Sabalenka. We should say Arina Sabalenka not well, had treatment on court and then couldn't carry out her post-match press conference because she was with the medical team, but they're going to distribute quotes from her.
And I will just repeat a couple of the stats surrounding that victory for Mira Andreeva again today. Remember, she's only 17 years of age, just her second appearance at Roland Garros, her first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Her best run anywhere prior to this fortnight was a quarterfinal success story at Madrid. She has become the youngest player to defeat a top two opponent at a slam since Jelena Dokic when she was 16 against Martina Hingis at Wimbledon in 1999. The youngest to do it at Roland Garros since 1990 when Monica Seles beat Steffi Graf in the final, and the youngest to do it in a semi-final at a slam since Martina Hingis when she was 16 in 1997. It's extraordinary. And okay, Arina Sabalenka was clearly not at her best today, but the development of Mira Andreeva under the guidance recently, of course, of Conchita Martinez is such an exciting thing for the WTA. Look at Coco Gauff, she's only 20, and she can improve in leaps and bounds as well. And Andreeva's only just getting going, and she's in the semi-final of a slam.
Oh. Hello. 3-4. Stefan switched me off.
Oh, your listeners would not have liked that.
Now, I didn't say my listeners.
You definitely did.
I didn't say my listeners.
If you weren't with us last night, no, Gigi suddenly announced, my listeners.
I didn't. It's our listeners. I didn't say my listeners. 3-4-15, love. And if I did, I apologise. Backhand through the middle of the court and the slice through the middle from Dimonor. Just sort of hooked up, no pace on that ball. It comes back with pace. Dimonor comes to the net, but Zverev nets. Dimonor goes way, way back. Zverev has this way of just sort of casually looking around, up and down, stands, sky, court, opponent, gets himself set. 5 seconds on the shot clock to get the ball away, which he does so out wide. It spins back, sits up, flattened out, forehand cross court from Zverev. Zverev with this forehand goes down the line to the off backhand from Dimonor, who goes backhand cross court now, and a deep ball off the backhand wing from Zverev. Hits another backhand, this one centre of the court. The drop shot from Dimonor is dumped in the net.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the right idea again. Zverev was a long way back. Not easy to execute. And how often do I say with a drop shot, when it works, it's absolutely fantastic. When it doesn't, you think, oh, that's the wrong option. That's the cop-out. But he's got to keep doing different things. And I'm intrigued again by his different return point positions. He's gone right back for this one. It's Zverev at 3-4, 30-15.
Being watched by Fabrice Santoro. In the crowd, he might be doing the on-court interview, or it might be Alex Krejci. We are on Krejci watch. Overhead from Zverev. No, he still hasn't said hello to Marcus. And Dimonor sits up for this forehand, and it goes cross-court to the forehand of Zverev. Goes into the service line. The drop shot from Dimonor. It was good, but Zverev gets to it, and it's bunted back by Dimonor, and Zverev runs back, and he hits the forehand, slaps it into the net, and the Australian takes the point.
Yeah. And well done. If at first you don't succeed, so he made a bit of a mess with the previous drop shot. He did it again, and although Zverev was quick to get forward, He applied the touch over the head. Zverev racing back slightly awkwardly. And the turn never looked entirely convincing there. Into the mid part of the net. And the crowd really starting to wake up with Zverev at 3-4 and 30 all.